then I really, you know, do the work and spend time to nourish my inner child and tend to the needs that I felt as my younger self and just give that younger part of myself love. When I tend to that, and now I do it so much more and so often because I work with kids and because I've been doing the work, when I do it, I feel so warm and at peace and nourished and a better version of myself. So that's why I wanted, you know, I love sharing this topic because it is a better world if we all tap into our inner child. Oh, welcome back. Hello. Welcome to another episode of Thoughts with Tea. Today I have iced tea with me because it's summer. So I got some nice iced tea. The ice has melted. There was ice. The ice has melted, but it's nice and cool and refreshing. It's some lavender herb and slippery elm that I brewed. And then I also brewed a moringa tea bag in there and honey. And it's super yummy. So there we are. How are you today? I hope you're doing great. I'm hanging in there. I do want to get right into what inner child healing is first, but before, I just have a few things and a small rant to say about my experience making this podcast so far. I wanted to discuss some of my things I've said in the past on my episodes and how it just, like, now looking back, it's kind of like come true and just things are unfolding on the podcast, I think. I just wanted to mention and kind of refer back to one of my past episodes where I talked about, it was Media Phenomenons, Taylor Swift for President, to refer back to it, but you don't have to listen to it if you didn't. It's not one of my best episodes, just kidding. But what I did say was in the beginning of the episode, I just was talking about media, right? And I did say that more than ever, and this was months ago, right? Okay? This is months ago. I said, at a time like this, we more than ever do we need a woman president. And I said that in like no chance that would happen, really. It was just like, no way. Just, you know, just stating, like, just wishful thinking. It was wishful thinking. And here we are today. And Joe Biden has dropped out and Kamala Harris has stepped forward to run for president of the United States. So that's incredible, honestly. And I just don't know. I just think it's interesting. And there's just a few things, you know, not trying to get into politics right now, but we do need a woman president. That's convenient that this is happening. So, and would be life-changing, honestly, for all of us. But anyways, let's segue back. I a few things of when and how I, like, make my episodes and the way that I, like, the order that I do it in isn't really, like, the episodes just kind of flow to me and, like, I have them all mapped out and planned, but it's not that, like, I purposely have certain topics on certain weeks and, you know, maybe going forward, like, I will do that. It depends if it needs to, but, like, so far I just kind of follow my intuition. I'm like, this feels good to put this out right now, this topic. And one week I did my therapy talk episode, and that same week before I even saw that, well, I already recorded it. And that same week, Alex Cooper came out with a couples therapy episode where she interviewed a couples therapist. And that was the same week. And it was, like, on brand with you know, what she was talking about. And I'm, you know, I listened to her a lot, so I thought that was interesting. I don't know. I just think it's kind of cool. And it's just a reminder to myself, and I guess listeners, of why I'm doing this. And it's just a good, you know, it's just a good reminder that I guess it's meant to be, to be doing this right now. And just synchronicities, when things like that come up, I call them synchronicities. And so do many. That's what it feels like. That's what it is, you know. It's just a little signs, I think. And so yeah, I just have been reminding myself why I love podcasts and why I love listening to them and why I'd like to record myself. And yeah, another person that I listen to a lot that I've shared is Emma Chamberlain, and a lot of her podcast is just her kind of rambling on, honestly, and talking about herself or circumstances or there's this and that. But obviously, you know, she's had a huge following from YouTube and people just like to listen to her talk. And someone commented like negatively about her on her Instagram podcast, saying like, how can you just, who likes just listening to her talk about herself all day? And honestly, like, I do, because I can relate to a lot of it. When someone's just, you know, it's just relatable content is just helps us get through the day. And there's so many podcasts and different episodes, just different of all different ones, that just, what if it's just a solo talking one, that, or if it's like a guest and I'm taking and I'm learning a lot from the guest of a certain podcast, like I take so much from it. And even those solo episodes of people just talking kind of about their own experiences, it gets me through, honestly. Like, it gets me through my bad days and helps me organize and work through my thoughts, because, yeah, I don't know, we all have similar thoughts, kind of. We, not completely, but we're all human. And it's so nice to talk. I mean, it's so nice to listen to others and get to relate to other people on this platform, I think. And yeah, that's a little tidbit. But yeah, I'm excited to talk about inner child healing. This topic is something that I think about often, every day, honestly, in my own work and for others. And I am currently working in behavioral therapy for kids, so it is something that I think about often, and just being around kids is that's what you do. It is so healing, and to be around kids and to laugh with kids and to play with kids, it taps into our inner child. And not that I am like an inner child healing certified therapist, but right now I am currently working towards, you know, becoming a practitioner of sorts. More to come, more to reveal later. And another reason. So yeah, so I am excited to get an opportunity to talk deeper on inner child healing, because it is such a passion of mine. And to kind of, but I am a therapist for children, and I do love it. And yeah, talking on this podcast really helps, kind of builds confidence in myself and helps me really work towards that kind of healing practitioner that I want to be for people. So it's all starting here, and I'm very excited to get into some of my favorite healing that I've done. And so, what is inner child healing? So it really is just tapping into that little version in yourself that is so apparently there. And when you feel like, when you're triggered by something and you feel like crying, or sometimes it can happen just whenever, you know, your inner child is yelling at you sometimes. your inner child wants to be heard, you know, and if something strikes a chord, you know, it's usually that inner self, that younger version of yourself that, you know, we all neglect when we grow up. We push it aside. We all push it aside because we grow up. And it's time, you know, it's time to put the childish behaviors away, of course, you know, but along with just teenagehood and adulthood, you know, you just, parts of yourself become less childlike, less wonder, less, you know, magic, less all the things, right? And with that, I feel like comes damaging of the soul and becomes, and shame and guilt appear. And, you know, you push away all the wonderful, beautiful things that it is to be a child. And it's because we have to, out of survival, right? So natural for survival, but it's so important to just revisit that inner child that we love, that you love, you know, that is pure love. The version of yourself that wasn't tampered with by society and your parents and school, that version is the most purest, most beautiful form of us. And it's so healing and amazing to revisit your childhood self and really heal from it. And I will say, of course, it is very hard and difficult at times, and it is harder for certain people that have had traumatic events happen in their childhood. And it's hard to revisit that. But I do, and therapists will say this, I'm sure, you know, it's been said to me, but I've heard as well that therapists will absolutely encourage you to revisit your childhood if you have, you know, had trauma, because it can't be healed, and you can't bring light to those dark areas if it stays dark and you don't try to heal it and revisit it. But it is very hard and a tricky thing to navigate, and that's why it has to be, you know, navigated with a professional and work one-on-one in that setting to heal that, because it is a tricky one, because I hate for people to have to revisit some really dark times, you know, but I definitely have, and I've tried different modalities like EMDR in therapy, and that was really, really helpful. And I think if I didn't do it, I wouldn't be where I am today. So it's really cool. I have had some guided meditations to revisit my inner child a few times with a therapist, and it was amazing. And what's so interesting, and I'm actually just realizing this, and so this is when the inner child work for me personally became very apparent and was screaming at me, you need to heal this, or you're always going to feel disconnected from your heart. Things are going to keep getting triggered. And I mean, when you're in a relationship, and you know, this was when I started a very serious relationship, things come up. Every relationship is going to trigger your inner child wounding and all of that, right? And so, but that's also, you know, and I'll talk a little bit later, that's also when so much healing happens in a relationship as well, inner child healing. But yeah, what's crazy, so I did this guided meditation with my therapist a few times in our sessions, revisiting my inner child, and it was very beautiful, and it took me to my childhood home, all of that. It was hard, definitely hard-ish, but afterwards I felt so much lighter. And so the timeline of this, when I did that, pretty roughly right after, I lost my current job. I was working in marketing. I lost my job. The economy was bad after COVID, all of that. you know, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know what I was going to do. And I don't know, I just had to start from somewhere. So I just was researching, and it was never, ever in my plan before this to work with kids again. I have worked with kids. I've always babysat. I've worked at a daycare. My mom was a preschool teacher. I have a very long history of working with kids. I never thought I was going to do it again. But right after when this happened and I needed a job, I fell into the work that I am doing now. And it has healed my inner child so immensely. And I knew, I was like, okay, this is why I have to do it. You know, I started the work. I've been doing it throughout the years, but I really started the work with my therapist one-on-one. And then, boom, I work with kids now. And I think it's one of the most powerful tools to work with when revisiting your inner child. So, and I really, you know, do the work and spend time to nourish my inner child and tend to the needs that I felt as my younger self and just give that younger part of myself love. When I tend to that, and now I do it so much more and so often because I work with kids and because I've been doing the work, when I do it, I feel so warm and at peace and nourished and a better version of myself. So that's why I wanted, you know, I love sharing this topic because it is a better world if we all tap into our inner child and love our younger self and heal the wounds. You know, it's why Christmas time is so magical, because we kind of always go back to what it felt like to be a kid on Christmas. You know, it's that feeling. Christmas is inner child work. Yes. So yeah, not that everyone should go work with kids just so you can heal your inner child. It's not for everyone to work with kids. It's hard. But that was my journey. And I think it's gotten me where I am. But there are other ways to heal your inner child that I'd like to share with you today. First, I did want to mention what your inner child tells you in times of when things come up. Like, if it's, I mean, really what your inner child is telling you is that it just wants attention. It wants to be tended to. Kids want attention. We all want attention, but it's like, pay attention to me. Pay attention to the parts of yourself that maybe you've lost. And it's telling you to be more joyful. It's telling you to be in the moment and to forget and to play and to laugh. So it's the best. But I will say, there can be a lot of shame that comes up before you start the work. Thinking back from when I did start working with kids and really start healing my inner child and working with my wounds that I have as a kid, that I've had as a kid, there was shame and guilt and weird feelings of like, no, I don't want to do this. And I doubted myself a lot when I started working with kids. I was like, I don't want to. Like, I'm an adult. I don't want to get so silly with kids and get so into what the kids, you know, because you have to get into what the kids like these days when you work with them. And I felt myself being really hesitant with that. Like, this pull, and I'm like, you know, like, I'm not a mom. I'm an adult. I'm 25-year-old or how old I was. I don't remember. Honestly, these years just fly by. So I was just in that weird place, and which is normal for when you're in your 20s to be that way, but it's interesting the resistance that was met with it when I knew that my soul and deeper things were coming up to be healed. And yeah, so when you feel that shame and guilt, you kind of just have to just keep going and keep doing it. Be around kids, you know, just keep doing it. and it will work and it will pay off. And so, these three different ways you can heal your inner child are, first, of course, easy. This is easy. We know it. Is watch old movies and TV shows that you loved as a kid. I mean, it's the best. I feel like my generation specifically, millennial Gen Z cusp kind of generation, grew up with the best kid stuff. Like Disney Channel was in its prime. Hannah Montana, Wizards of Waverly Place, That's So Raven. I mean, it's the best. So it's fun to look back at those, you know. Not that I've watched those recently, honestly. Maybe Hannah Montana. But it's just, we had a good childhood when it came to the content we were consuming, I think. It was pretty funny and iconic, honestly. So, you know, but if there's just like a specific movie that you absolutely loved as a kid, like watch it. Watch it again and again. Like watch it whenever you need it. Like if you're in a dark place, you're having a bad day, you're on your period, the girlie's on their period, or you're not feeling good, you're sick, like flip on your favorite childhood movie and don't make fun of yourself for it. Because I think we can find ourselves like, oh, what are you watching? Like, this is for kids. Like, you know, go watch something that's for your age, you know. Like, we tell ourselves that, or that's our inner critic. But that's also what we think other people are going to say about us when we watch something that's for kids, you know? But it's healing and it's so fun. And that's why it's also like so important to watch what you're, you know, if you're a parent and you have kids, to watch what your kids are watching, and it's healing for the whole family, you know? But yeah, that's a big thing that's really helped me. And the other week, and this is when I knew I had to do an episode about inner healing. The other week, threw out my back. It was painful. I'm getting old, but my back was hurting pretty bad, and I just needed to just be in bed, but at an angle. I couldn't be laying down. Like, I was at an angle, and I, just didn't feel well, and I turned on Spy Kids. I freaking loved Spy Kids. That's such a core memory for me. Iconic. Great. You know, and I mean, now it's looking back, yeah, it was cheesy kind of, and like, oh my gosh, we've come so long in the special effects. I mean, the special effects in that movie is bad, but it was still enjoyable to watch because my inner child loved it, and I like, it just all started flooding back to me, like the memory of watching it, you know? And I think that was what I needed in that moment. And so, yeah, you can never stop healing from it. But yeah, and so another thing, number two way to heal your inner child is go to places your inner child wanted to and dreamed of going when you were a kid, places that you just dreamed to go. Or you can also visit old places that you used to go to in, as a child, and revisit those memories. But yeah, going to places you loved that you wanted to go so badly, or just tap into that inner child that dreamt of this, is so fun. It's so fun. And so something that I did with my partner is we visited Halloween Town in Oregon. And that was so, so cool. It's so great for my inner child because I loved Halloween Town and didn't realize you could go to it as a kid, but all I wanted to was to go to Halloween Town. And there we went to Halloween Town, and it was great for my inner child. So yeah. And then the last way to heal your inner child is to spend time with children, of course, because children teach us so much. And that if that's just, you know, family members or just getting in your community to spend time with kids any way you can. And doesn't it, it's okay if it's a little amount, like we obviously are busy, but just any chance you get, like, spend time with kids and just laugh and play and remember what it's like to be a kid. So, yeah, amazing. Spending time with kids every day can be exhausting, but every day I feel joy and I'm reminded of the purity of children and that Tessa that's still in there that just wants love, you know, and just wants to be tended to. So, yeah, that's kind of, you know, what I got for you today. And yeah, just wrapping up with this episode, I did want to say just why inner child healing is so important. And it's because it's the part of ourselves that we've lost, you know? And if we don't heal our inner child and we don't, you know, revisit it and reflect, we become just grumpy adults, you know, and we just lose touch with ourselves because you were a child. And if you don't heal your child, inner child, you've lost touch with a part of yourself. And we don't want that. We can't make good decisions and be kind to one another if we've lost a part of ourselves. So go revisit your childhood. Go revisit your inner child. Do a meditation. Do a guided meditation with a therapist and all that. But since I'm here right now in your ears, I thought I'd share a quick little guided meditative affirmation with you today. So either pause this episode and save this part for later when you want to do a little meditation, or stop what you're doing right now and just kind of reflect and take a moment, just a little bit, to get yourself into a meditative state and sit down and just relax. Either one. So take a deep breath. Take a sip of your beverage of choice. And find a comfy place to sit. You can lay or sit crisscross. And close your eyes and picture yourself in a place that your inner child loved to be in or dreamt to be in. Right now, I am picturing just a field with flowers, just laying in a field of flowers. I like to go to that place and think about how it felt to be a kid again, and how it felt to be so young with no worries, to be free, to go play. Think about other animals there with you, your favorite animals. And think about the animals embracing you and coming to you with cuddles and love. Visualize your older self as of now and go and hug your little self and give a big warm hug and forgive yourself. That can be an emotional one. I'm here hugging you through my microphone right now. and supporting you. All right, you can open your eyes. If you participated in that, thank you so much for letting me guide you into that and finding space to do so. That's all I have for you today. Have safe healing. Sending everyone healing energy. Bye. We'll be right back.